can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Heather Nova, and I'm a singer-songwriter. And I'm here in Freiburg to play a show tonight.
Thanks a lot for taking time for this interview.
No problem.
How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel well. I feel thankful. I try to be thankful every day.
Great. And you had a day off yesterday, is that right?
Yes. Great. We went hiking. We climbed up, well, it's probably not really a hike, but we walked up the hill to the tower.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And we got there before it rained, so we got to climb up the tower and see the view, which was amazing.
Great. I was hiking yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And I got totally wet.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon.
We had to bribe my son because he didn't want to walk so much up the hill, you know. He wanted to just play in the playground, and we said, if you go to the top, you can have a piece of Black Forest cake because we're near the Black Forest. So that was what he was keeping in his mind as he was walking up. Yeah.
Okay, how old is your son now?
He's six.
He's six.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had some time looking around the city.
Yeah. Yeah, very beautiful. So the cathedral is amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. This is why I love to tour Europe, because every day we're in another beautiful city.
And you played
city.
In Erlangen 2 days
yes.
ago, and
yep.
you played in a theater.
Yeah, a beautiful theater, Baroque, just gorgeous. One of the most beautiful places I've ever played.
Cool.
Yeah, this is a bit more rock and roll tonight.
This
but,
is rock and roll tonight, okay, we will see. I have to say that I grew up with your music. So
oh, that's nice. That makes me feel old.
Oh, okay, I'm 25 years older than
yeah.
me, so,
yeah.
so I grew up with your music, and
mm-hmm.
also music from Tracy Chapman, Tori Amos.
Oh, yeah.
And Alanis Morissette. Do you feel close to them?
I do, yeah, to Tori Amos. And Tracy Chapman I was listening to when I was in college. And okay. I found her very inspiring. But yeah, I feel a connection to those other women singer-songwriters who were writing from a place of truth and emotion. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, have you ever met them?
Have I met those ones? No.
No?
I haven't.
Okay,
I've met Sarah McLachlan and Natalie Merchant and a lot of other ones, but no, not those ones.
Okay, and you played this Lilith Fair Festival.
I did.
Yeah.
I did the first year of Lilith, yeah.
When was that?
It was 1998.
Okay, when...
And that was a wonderful experience. There was so much... just a great camaraderie between everyone and good feeling, you know, and
okay.
and just great, really fun.
And can you remember playing at this Lilith Fair Festival?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, as I was saying, it was a wonderful time, and it was very friendly between all the artists, and, you know, at the end of every night, everyone would get on stage together with Sarah McLachlan, and we'd all sing a song together, and it was a good mood. On the tour.
Okay. Because I have to explain, I'm doing a feminist radio show
sometimes. Oh, okay.
And,
that's what this is for?
Yeah, maybe. I'm doing a feminist radio show, and we try to introduce new female artists or older female artists, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask the question, what feminism means to you? Or what comes
freedom,
to your mind?
I think.
Freedom?
Just really freedom to be who you are and be allowed to be who you are. As a woman.
And what does it mean to you?
To make the choices I want to make and live my life, you know, just as an independent, free-thinking woman. And that's how I've always... I think we're lucky these days where we don't really have to think about it so much. Although I have to say that it seems like in the media and everything, we're worse than we ever were before. You know,
yeah.
and now it seems like with this whole, I mean, so many people I know are doing Botox and all this to preserve their looks. I mean, you're 25, but
yeah.
people my age are doing this, and I find it very disturbing and very sad that we've come so far in many ways, but in other ways we haven't. We're still thinking that we need to look a certain way.
So
you
it's
know.
Kind of a backlash, do you?
I don't even think it's that. It's just we haven't evolved as much as we should have in some areas of feminism, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are we trying to look more, you know, younger and more beautiful instead of accepting ourselves and accepting the lines on our face as, yeah, as part of our journey and the map of our lives, which is how we should see it. And why can't we see an older woman as beautiful?
You know? That's a good question.
And that makes me sad.
But you make the best out of it.
Yeah, I love the lines on my face. I'm not ashamed.
you don't have to be ashamed. Are you aware that you are, I don't know, kind of a role model to some female artists?
Really?
Girls?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I've had letters from artists who are starting out, and they've said your music has influenced me, and that's wonderful to hear. I'm always really happy to hear that.
For 20 years now, you are in the music business.
It's hard to believe it's been 20 years.
For me, it's great, because I grew up with your music.
And yeah.
Are you grown up in that time, when you look back now?
In some ways, I've grown up. In some ways, I feel exactly the same. I remember my grandmother when she turned 80, and I was doing a little video of her birthday, and I interviewed her, sort of, and I said, what does it feel like to be 80? And she said, you know, I don't feel any different inside than when I was 20. And now I know what she means, because our spirit is still the same. It's not, you know, of course I've learned a lot in 20 years, but in a way I still feel like a 23-year-old, you know? Yeah, and I think there are a couple of things that keep you feeling young, and one is having a child. Although you feel old when you get no sleep, but you feel young in spirit because a child is always discovering things for the first time, so it reminds you to rediscover. And the other thing is music. I think music keeps you young.
And keeps you alive.
Yeah.
I try to understand your way of living, because you grew up on a boat, mm-hmm. and the way you grew up was quite different to lots of other childhoods. And when you look back, is there a difference in your way of thinking compared to other children?
Well, of course, I grew up in a different way, so I had a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I was traveling and living in a very close situation with my family on a 40-foot boat, and not exposed to any television or any media, really, at all. All I had was my parents' music collection to listen to. And so in that sense, I think that it really forced me to become a creative person in a way, because there wasn't anything else to do. I would draw, and I would play music and write songs, and we were in nature all the time on the boat, so that became a big inspiration for me and a big part of my life. That's how I can see it being different, yeah.
And you worked together with Escobar and ATB.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next? Do you have somebody in mind to work with?
No, I don't have anyone else in mind at the moment. I'd like to do another collaboration, but I'll let you know when.
Oh, okay, just call me.
Yeah.
<and then>.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday I read a poem by a famous German poet, and he said, when I complain my pain, everybody were bored and nobody listened. But when I put all my pain in a poem, everybody listened.
Who was that? Who said that?
Heinrich Heine said that.
I don't know him.
It's a famous German poet. And when I read this poem, I have to think about you and your songs.
Yeah, that's a good quote. I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
Does music heal you in a way?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah? writing music. You know, when I'm in a dark place, I write a song. I also write a song sometimes when I'm in a very bright place, but from the darkness, you know, the thing about music is you can make something beautiful out of something painful. And it's the same with a poem. You make the pain into something beautiful. And if you do it with truth and with integrity, then other people will find themselves in that song or that poem, and they'll find comfort in knowing that someone else has experienced the same thing, and that's the magic of it, I think.
Yeah, and you try to, I don't know, when you're on stage, you try to do that.
I don't try to do it, I just do it. I mean, I just become the song, you know? I don't think you can be too cerebral or too intellectual about it. I think you have to be very pure about it and just express it.
Yeah. and just be honest to yourself.
You have to be honesty is the biggest, most important factor in writing, yeah. You know? And, yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
It. I think, who was it? Aeneas Nin said, I think it was her, she said, the writer's job is not to write about what is easy to say. It's to write about the things that are difficult to say.
Yeah, and that's, yeah. Yeah. And you do that sometimes in a really good way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. And your new album will be a full band record, is that right?
Yes, it's full band, back to the rock sound, yeah.
Yeah, that was the question. So do you want to go back to your roots?
Back to my roots, sure.
Yeah? And yeah. The album is ready now?
It's all recorded, it hasn't been mixed, so okay. There's still a few more things to do, so it won't be out till next year.
Okay, do you have a title?
No.
No,
not yet.
Yet. Okay. So, but it will be a rock album,
mm-hmm.
And not an acoustic
one. No, not an acoustic one.
Okay. And what can we expect tonight?
Tonight is acoustic, as you know. It's just two of us on stage. And my musician, Arnulf, is incredibly talented. So he plays cello, double bass, guitar, piano, lap steel guitar. So the instrumentation is always changing on stage, even though it's just one. And we're going to be playing songs from all of my records, and even a couple of songs from the new record that's not out yet.
Okay, so we will hear some new songs as
yeah.
well. And will you play Like Lovers Do?
Would you like me to?
Yeah,
okay.
I would love to, because when I finished school I had to write an essay in English about, mm-hmm. I think it was about human rights and love and peace,
mm-hmm.
And I finished this essay with a... and all we really need to do is see the world like lovers do.
Oh, that's nice.
I got lots of points for that.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll play that.
To hear that. And you will play some new songs
yeah.
as well. What kind of songs? What songs will you play?
I don't know yet. I haven't done the set list, but...
Okay.
There are just a couple of songs from the new record that's not out yet.
And the set list is always different.
It's I have the basic... One stays the same, but I add different songs in every night, so, yeah. And then, you know, also we record every show.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
And you can download this.
Yeah, so it's nice because it's a really high quality recording. You know, so many people were bootlegging my music, and I thought it was time to do it in a really good quality.
And what are your plans for next week?
You mean when it's finished?
Yeah.
Oh, just get home and plant the vegetable garden.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Great. To come, I don't know, to relax a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back okay. down to earth.
Will you go on tour with the new album?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That won't be till next summer.
Okay. Great. So maybe we can see each other again. And
okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
And we will see us tonight.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.